No crop-damaging cold occurred across the Midwest this morning, despite the fact that temperatures dropped into the single digits Fahrenheit across a big part of the Midwest soft wheat production region, and there was a limited amount of snow around. And it looks like over these next few days, the cold weather will likely prevail across the region as well, and we will see other opportunities for temperatures to be as cold as this morning, but the results will be the same. I don't expect any sustainable period of warming to occur across the Midwest until we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. At that point in time, we'll also see an increase in precipitation potentials across the region, and the combination of the two will likely result in at least a bit of a change in our environment from where we are right now. The relatively dry conditions that occurred over the past several days will give way to a more frequent precipitation pattern, and we'll likely see the temperatures at least a little less cold than they are today. Certainly bitter cold conditions across the region this morning did bring on not only those single-digit readings to the lower parts of the Midwest, but readings as cold as the negative lower 30s in northern portions of Minnesota, with temperatures well below zero across a big part of the upper Midwest. As we go through the afternoon today, we won't see those areas see the temperatures above a zero at all, and they'll go right back below zero more significantly overnight tonight, and they'll probably still struggle tomorrow to get any warmer than the positive single-digit readings. The lower parts of the Midwest, so we'll see opportunities for some warmer conditions. It looks like some 30 and 40 degree highs may occur briefly as we move into tomorrow afternoon across the lower parts of the Midwest, but that'll be quickly replaced by temperatures again in the 20s for highs on Thursday, and we'll bounce it one more time into the 40s, perhaps in some 30s, as we move into Friday afternoon before yet another round of cooling occurs as we move into Saturday afternoon. Like I said before, a more sustainable period of warmer weather will occur as we move through the latter part of the weekend and into the early part of next week, with 20s and 30s likely in the north, and the 30s, 40s, and even a couple of lower 50s likely in the south. The precipitation prospects across the region will likely be changing here. Instead of the dry weather mode that we're in at the moment, we'll likely see an increase in precipitation potentials. The first disturbance to pass through the region that will have any meaning will be a disturbance that comes in with one of the cold surges that arrives as we go from Thursday into Friday. Light snow will come with that system. Accumulations will likely run from a dusting to maybe 2 or 3 inches in a couple of spots. Most of it will be lighter than that, though. We'll look for this event to pass off out of the region fairly quickly. It'll be followed by another day or so of dry weather, and then another frontal boundary will come through the region as we move from Saturday into Sunday, but that actually brings the warmer air back into the region, so a wintry mix of precipitation will be possible at that point. The next large storm system to influence the region will probably occur Monday into Tuesday of next week, and possibly lingering a little bit into Wednesday. Rain and snow both will occur with this event. We'll watch it real closely. It's probably a little bit oversized here in today's computer forecast model outlook, but nevertheless, I think we will be seeing wetter conditions, and we'll not only see it wetter at that point, but we'll probably see some follow-up systems that will go on into the early part of February that will likely maintain or at least return the risk of some soggy conditions in the lower eastern Midwest and the Delta as we move on out in time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.